Perhaps we could read some verses from Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. The Lord Jehovah hath given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to succour by a word him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the instructed. The Lord Jehovah hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not away back. I gave my back to smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. But the Lord Jehovah will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adverse party? Let him draw near unto me. Behold, the Lord Jehovah will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Behold, they all shall grow old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth Jehovah, that hearkeneth to the voice of his servant? He that walketh in darkness and hath no light, let him confide in the name of Jehovah, and stay himself upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and among the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand, ye shall lay down in sorrow. And a verse from chapter 26 of the same book. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace the mind stayed on thee, for he confideth in thee. Confide ye in Jehovah forever, for in Jah Jehovah is the rock of ages. The verses that Tony has read from Revelation chapter 3, like other passages in the New Testament that bring before us the last days of the church on earth, emphasize the importance of our individual relationship with the Lord Jesus, our personal attachment to him. The state of Christendom around us today is deplorable. There are bright pockets of faith and energy here and there, but the overall picture is very much like what Tony has read to us from the message to Laodicea. In the wider world too, evil is becoming so blatant. Men are becoming brazen in their opposition to God and their involvement in all that's hateful to him, contrary to his word. And we have been reminded just now of what has been the history of those who have sought to gather simply to the name of the Lord Jesus on the ground of the one body, what has become of that movement, how much we have let the Lord down, and there's been much division and scattering. Against that background, I'm sure that the thing that is of first importance with each of us is that we should be stayed on the Lord. Those in Philadelphia kept his word. They were nothing much outwardly, apparently, had a little power, but the Lord approved of them, appreciated them. And we've been reminded from the end of the message to Laodicea of the opportunity that there is to overcome, even against that background, and the wonderful promise that the Lord sets before the one who does so. And how can we overcome except in the strength that the Lord gives? So you may have noticed that in both these scriptures we have reference to our being stayed on the Lord. Now in Isaiah 50 I read from verse 4 because it is so important, isn't it, that in anything we do we have the Lord Jesus as our pattern. In the previous chapter, 49, the Lord Jesus typically says, no doubt as regards the outward appearance of the results of his work on earth, I have laboured in vain, I have spent my strength for naught and in vain, nevertheless my judgment is with Jehovah and my work with my God. Dare we say that the Lord Jesus stayed himself on his own personal relationship with his Father, whatever things may have looked like outwardly, because it seemed at the end of the Lord's life on earth as if all was finishing in defeat, didn't it? And yet he had accomplished a great work. Well, in these verses in chapter 50, we see the way in which the Lord walked and ministered. How he was subject to his Father in everything. We know the verses well, and I don't want to speak for too long, but just think of the Lord wakening morning by morning to hear as the instructed. Think of the suffering to which he willingly submitted in grace and dignity. But his face was set like a flint, which reminds us of what it says in Luke 9, where the Lord Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. And then perhaps these verses look on to a coming day when the Lord Jesus will be vindicated on earth. Let us have that before our hearts. Not only the relief that will be ours when we're translated to be in the Lord's presence, but the Lord is going to be vindicated here on earth, where once he was put to shame and crucified. And the Lord Jehovah will help me. God will bring his Son into this habitable world and say, let all God's angels worship him. But now, in the meantime, the last two verses of Isaiah 50, these seem to contemplate a time of darkness, and that's what we're in at the present time, isn't it? The message to Laodicea paints a dark picture as regards the church as a whole. But there is a word for such that find themselves in these conditions. Let him confide in the name of Jehovah and stay himself upon his God. I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking this, that it's far easier for me to have things in my head than it is to have them in my heart and work them out in practice. Tony has spoken about the decline that has come in since there was a great opening up of truth and a reinvigorating of in the spreading of the true gospel in the 19th century, that has declined unmistakably. And I'm sure it is because things have been held mentally but not worked out in our affections and in our activities, our practice of the truth. But let each of us, whatever situation we are in, whatever limitations we may experience, let us confide in the name of Jehovah. 2 Timothy speaks about him that names the name of the Lord. What a privilege it is to have that name upon us, and let us call upon that name like they did in the days of Enosh, that they began to call on the name of Jehovah, the name of the Lord. And then there are those around in verse 11 of this chapter. They kindle a fire and create sparks. How much is going on not only in the secular world, but alas in Christendom, of the mind of man being exercised in the generation of new ideas, new sparks, as it were. We think of science and technology and people propounding new kinds of relationship and so on. Perhaps they think that we're moving into a brave new world. Well, these sparks are going to die out, because there's no real light from them. That says, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and among the sparks that you've kindled. This is what's going on in the world around. They're walking in what you might call a new light, following new ideas. And it's all going to end in sorrow, as the end of this chapter shows. Well, I don't want to speak much longer, but I thought it would be good for us to be reminded again of the well-known verse in chapter 26. This also speaks of being stayed on God, or for the Christian, being stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace the mind stayed on thee. I think many of us have to confess to having trouble with our minds. They flit around from one thing to another when we want them concentrated on God's truth, God's message, and they get filled with anxieties and troubles, and it's sometimes difficult to think rightly and soberly, to think so as to be wise. But I'm sure it is true, isn't it, that self-control is part of the fruit of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would help us to focus our minds on Christ. I'm sure that was characteristic of the Philadelphian believers. They were thinking of Christ and his word, and how important this is for us if we're to know peace amidst all the trouble, all that has gone on, and all the multiplication of troubles around us and in the lives of some of us. The way to have this perfect peace is to stay our minds on the Lord Jesus, and we can confide in him. Confide ye in Jehovah forever, for in Jah Jehovah is the rock of ages. Surely this is the way to overcome, isn't it? To confide in the Lord Jesus Christ, to know him as the rock, the one on whom we rely. May the Lord just bless these thoughts. Amen.